Pop, pop goes your listening enjoyment when you hear us all around the town. Radio 15 is the place to stay. WJBK.
Yes, Keith Rex.
Yes, sir, WJBK, where you like the music you hear because you hear the music you like. Ronnie and Teicher at the piano. Theme music from Lawrence of Arabia. One of the nominating songs that'll be voted on this week, I guess. Probably going to be a winner, too. Has a lot more meaning to you when you have seen or if you have seen the motion picture. Lawrence of Arabia, one of the nominating songs for the Academy Awards this week, and my guess to be a winner. Theme from Lawrence of Arabia, Ferrati and Teicher, 26 past 4. Top of the day.
Top of the day from WJPK.
72 degrees.
WJPK. Radio 15.
I hope you'll swing right around till 6 on WJBK. Here's a brand new thing from the Hippies. I dig the name. How about you? The Hippies. And it's called Memory Lane.
Memory Lane. Memory Lane.
From the Hippies. And every once in a while, he hits a note very similar to that of Neil Sedaka. You notice that? It's called Memory Lane, and it sounds to me like it's going to be a winner. What do you think? A new pick play on WJBK. How the West was won here, David Rose. That brings us to a close to this particular portion of the Dave Milan Show. Back very shortly with some more of the things for you. How about we come back with the sound of Jimmy Soul, and if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, know yourself an ugly way. You know, that ain't necessarily true. CN5, their swinger from WJBK, AM and FM, Detroit, Michigan. Service of the Store Broadcasting Company.
This is Barney Morris reporting on the award-winning Radio 15 Newsline.
That's the part that goes. Go there. I picture a little nut about 5'1" walking in there, and all of a sudden at the very end he says, "How about if I scream in here, right at the end, just for kids?" That breaks me up. There's Jimmy Soul for you. There's a record pronounced a hit the moment you hear it on WJBK Radio for the first time. And now it's best number 12 in the Radio 15 Top 15. Bound to be number one next week. What's it, 22 minutes before 5 right now. I want to say a special hello and a swinging thing for all of the swingers out there in the east side of Detroit. Our regular Friday night hop will be swinging again this Friday night, March 29th, from 8 to 11:30 at Shores Hall, Harper, and 12 Mile Road in St. Clair Shores. We'll be there, of course, as usual. We'll have as our guests many, many folks, including Richard Popcorn Wiley will be on hand to sing his couple of hit records. We'll also have the Coachman Swingin' Band and many others, too. 8 to 11:30 this Friday night, as always, at Shores Hall, Harper and 12 Mile Road in St. Clair Shores. This dance and this announcement co-sponsored by Shores Hall and St. Clair Shores, and yours truly, Dave Milan. Oh, come on, honey, do it again. This song is so great, you can't make one flub. This gal is named Theola Kilgore, and her song is called The Love of My Man.
The love of my man.
It is a smash. by Fiona Kilgore on WJBK Radio, and it's called The Love of My Man.
When he goes.
Knocks me right out.
His precious love.
She's got the touch there. The Sounds of the Blues from Fiona Kilgore and The Love of My Man.
The modern sound of radio in Detroit is WJBK.
And a reminder, Beach Buddies, that if you'd like to have one of the Radio 15 Top 15 Sounds presented just for you, send a postcard only with your name and address to Good Guys, WJBK Radio, Detroit 2. Now, this is not a request. It's a dedication. There's a difference, you know. All you have to do is send your own name, and that's all, on a postcard, and send it to Good Guys, WJBK Radio, Detroit 2, Michigan, and sometime during the day, one of the good guys will play one of the Radio 15 Top 15s, especially for you. So send it along right away to Good Guys, WJBK Radio, Detroit 2, Michigan, on a postcard, your name and your address. Okay, that's all that's needed. Tommy!
There's no need to be jealous of Sue.
Good.
Cause we are my leading lady. Yes, we are my leading lady.
And it always gives me a real kick to play this record, knowing that so many thousands of you dig this sound, and it is a top 15 bestseller in Detroit. Because one of the nicer guys you would never meet in your entire life. Tommy Frontera, number 15 on WJBK, and you're my leading lady. By golly. 13 and a half before 5 is the time.
Here's the WJBK Sport News Report.
And with a sports note in mind, I want to send a song out here very shortly for all those swinging guys at Ferndale High. Excuse me. As the Michigan High School basketball tournament has ended with three schools entering the Circle of Champions for the very first time. And they are Ferndale, New Buffalo, and Britton-Macon. The fourth title holder is River Rouge. They have been a winner in the Class B crown for the past 3 years in a row. Ferndale had the easiest time, battering Adrian 76-58 in the Class A final before some 12,000 fans in Lansing. River Rouge had little serious trouble with Hudsonville Unity Christian, upending the West Michigan School 59-49 for the Class B title. In Class C championship, the tension was terrific right to the final buzzer, so I've been told. New Buffalo rallied from 12 points behind in the fourth quarter and took a 59-58 victory over Houghton. And finally, in Class D, it was another ding-dong battle, this time between Britton-Macon of Lenawee County and Negaunee, St. Paul of the Upper Peninsula. Britton tied Negaunee, St. Paul at 54-54 with less than a minute remaining. And then Fred McCrate, who's a hero, that's for sure, scored a basket and gave Britton its first state title. So there you have the Michigan lineup as far as A, B, C, and D, and the championship basketball tournaments have finally come to an end.
WJBK Sports.
Which means spring can't be far off.
WJBK News.
A day like today, we know it.
WJBK Sports. WJBK
Spring has finally sprung. 69 degrees now. We did reach a high of 72 this afternoon, incidentally. And we will send now a song out especially for all those swinging basketball stars at Ferndale, who won the Class A championship and kind of brought it back at least closer to Detroit, even if it isn't exactly Detroit, but we consider them, all the guys and gals and folks in Ferndale, as part of Detroit, right, huh? Instead of Saginaw this time, we got it back near Detroit. So congratulations to all the guys at Ferndale, and congratulations to all the folks there in Ferndale, too. Here's a song for them. Don't take nothing serious about this. Number 5, Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby.
Don't say nothing bad about my baby.
Oh, no.
Don't say nothing bad about my baby. Don't say nothing bad.
Don't say nothing bad about my swinger.
Don't say nothing bad about my baby.
Number 5 on the Radio 15 Top 15.
Don't say
right here on WJBK, home of the good guys.
Don't miss the sounds, swinging Sunday sounds, each week on Radio 15.
Jack and Jill saved a whole week's pay at Marola Chevrolet.
Didn't Jack and Jill climb hills?
Not after they went to Marola's. Now let's tell Mommy our new poem.
But Mommy already picked out the color.
Drive your new Chevy away from Marola Chevrolet, Gratiot at 8.5 Mile Road.
WJBK Radio 15. We'd like to ask you, do you remember? Do you remember?
Flashback, 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 flashback.
Here I come, ah, lay low. Here comes the king of clowns.
I would, but I can't stand the sight of blood.
Here comes the king.
There's a JBK flashback, one of the moldy oldie sounds on WJBK Radio from Neil Sedaka, and that familiar sound you're hearing in the background there is one you hear quite frequently in the morning on the Mark Avery Show.
Let's go on JBK. To the Mark Avery Show every day. Let's go!
The fire marshal of the Detroit Fire Department says many lives were lost in fires last year because of delays in notifying the fire department. Don't hesitate to call the fire department immediately after everyone has been evacuated. And what about your home fire escape plan? Do you have one? You should, just in case. This announcement presented by WJBK Radio 15, always at your service. Well, it hurts me too, honey. Connie Van Dyke. Van Dyke. Excuse me.
Every time she broke your heart.
It hurts me too.
Me too. Oh, yes it did. Every time she broke your heart, it hurt me.
One of the top teenage models in Detroit.
Yes,
modeling
did.
Off her vocal cords there. Her name is Connie Van Dyke from Oak Park. She's 17 years old. Her song is It'll Hurt Me Too. The Chiffons. We'll flip it over for you in 5 minutes from now and give a listen to the other side, the number one sound. He is so fine in about 5 minutes, right after the JBK News here on the Dave Valland Show. Hour number six coming up for you, our final hour from WJBK, AM and FM, Detroit, Michigan, a service of the Store Broadcasting Company. See you in five, Swinger. That's a tone, 5 o'clock.
This is Barney Morris reporting on the award-winning Radio 15 Newsline, presented by International Frankenmuth, the mellow dry beer and ale.
Hey, it's so fine. There they are, the Chiffons, still number one in Detroit.
WJBK.
Welcome back to more of the Dave Valland Show. This is hour number six of our six-hour get-together. That would mean the final hour. Pretty brilliant, eh? 69 degrees, the temperature in Detroit, as reported by Barney Morris. Speaking of Detroit, here is Richard Popcorn Wiley from our city.
Once I was a sad and lonely guy. Once I just sat and watched the world go by. Brand new man.
Brand New Man, and that's a dandy new sound by Richard Popcorn Wiley. 250 pounds of popcorn loveliness there from WJBK. And 10 minutes past 5.
WJBK Radio 15.
Put that boy on a diet. There.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Save-a.
Save-a who?
Save a whole week's pay at Moller Chevrolet.
Who taught you that?
Mr. Morris.
Yeah, someone's going to win himself a new Chevy, too, from Marola Chevrolet. Grass it at 8.5 Mile Road, and maybe it's going to be you, Lou Christie.
I don't want the world to know. I don't want my heart to show. Two faces have I.
These eyes down here. It's a record in half, practically. Lou Christie's big smash on JBK, number 14, Two Faces Have I. Time now for the WJBK Minute Book Review.
This is your library reviewer, Jim Dance. If you're looking for an unusual book to read, one that will keep you wondering about the author's intentions and absorbed in the actions of his characters, may I recommend A High Wind in Jamaica by Richard Hughes. May I also recommend The Innocent Voyage by Richard Hughes. These are, in fact, the same novel, published under different titles. But the print after the title is what counts. Chapter after chapter of the tragicomic adventures of some children who were kidnapped by pirates in the Caribbean about a century ago. There is some question about who is the prisoner of whom, as Emily and her brother John, Margaret and Harry, Edward, Rachel, and Laura, supposedly being shipped safely back to England, are instead fast becoming the terrors of the Spanish Main. A puzzling novel to laugh over and think about. A High Wind in Jamaica by Richard Hughes. It's available at your Detroit Public Library.
WJBK Minute Book Review is produced in cooperation with the Detroit Public Library and is presented in the public interest by the Star Broadcasting Company. I'm sorry to report the temperature's gone down, but we can't become alarmed.
Here's the WJBK Weather Report for the wonderful Great Lakes area.
Mostly cloudy and windy tonight and Monday, with scattered showers late tonight or Monday. Mild tonight, low 44. Tomorrow it'll be a little cooler with a high of 58. Mostly cloudy Monday night with a low of 35. Now they're starting to go down again. The wind is south of 10 miles an hour currently. Humidity 32% and the temperature 67. We did have a high today, though, of 72. Again, it's 67 degrees in Detroit. 5:15 is our chime time right now. Chime in with a brand new pick play on WJBK by one of the all-time American favorites and all over the world, too, Brenda Lee, for you and me.
Don't
help a crippled child and give to Easter Seals today. All right, time once again here on the Dave Milan Show for Volumes Up if you're driving along with your windows down or perhaps your top down if you are driving in a convertible right now. Time to reach over to that volume control and raise it up a little bit there, as WJBK presents Volumes Up Time.
Oh, well, now everybody's heard about the bird.
About the bird, 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 the bird.
Smash in Detroit Town, the bird's the word. Survey test number 6 for you there on the Rivington.
You can depend on WJBK. Detroit!
Unpredictable phone calls to unsuspecting people, a regular feature of the Steve Allen Show, seen every weeknight at 11:25 on Channel 2 television.
Now, this ad says, drive to Detroit, one or two girls share expenses. You'll be somebody that... What are we calling, London? What is that Big Ben bit?
Hello, did someone put an ad for to drive along with someone to Detroit?
I don't know anything about an ad.
Oh, well, there was an ad in the paper. I'm terribly sorry, but...
Read it.
It says, drive Detroit, one or two girls share expense. And I'm going to Detroit, and I was going to go with some fellas, but it might be more fun going with a couple girls. This isn't the place?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, you're not one of the two girls. No, you have a low voice, but some people do have low voices and a girl. I thought it might be a girl. You're not a girl.
Nope.
Oh, gee, I'm terribly sorry. I want to go to Detroit.
Don't miss Steve Allen weeknights at 11:25 on Channel 2. Oh, I know what happened there. I got so absorbed in it. All right, let's go with the sounds of George McCurran right here, all right?
Okay. I ain't gonna marry in the fall.
Oui.
And I ain't gonna marry in the spring. For I'm in love with a pretty little girl who wears a diamond ring.
Still riding high with this very unusual hit in Detroit. I'm just a country boy.
Listen, America. Another voice of freedom speaks.
I am Theodore R. McKeldin, former governor of Maryland. I have enough faith in America to believe that by adhering to the old American ideal of inalienable rights protected by equal justice under law, we shall attain the supreme object for which our Constitution was ordained and established, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity.
Think, have you helped to preserve, protect, and perpetuate American ideals today? Voices of Freedom will be heard again. Presented with the special music of the United States Army Band by America's radio stations and the Freedoms Foundation at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Voices of Freedom, produced by the Stora Broadcasting Company.
I'm willing to bet that this new group, the Wanderers, who have a brand new record on JBK, the one that backed them up with the music, are the same ones that back up the Exciters. Sounds like the same music. It's called Run, Run, Senorita.
Do you see that boy? Uh-huh. He's so mad, 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 mad.
You're the Wanderers. Got that? The Wanderers, and it is called Run, Run, Senorita. I have been trying all afternoon. My mind is a complete blank. Remember the first song by the Exciters. All I can remember is their second one, He's Got the Power. I'm going to be crazy. If you know, let me know. But, yeah, I can't stand it any longer. I should remember that. One of the great ones of 1962 there. Was that 63? That's it for right now. We'll be back shortly. Alan Thayer is standing by to report you all as we pause for a good cause next on the WJBK Newsline. We'll be back with a double-sided hit. Play both sides for you. The Beach Boys, Surfin' USA, and Shutdown will be coming up in 5 minutes from now on the Dave Vellan Show. For this Sunday afternoon. That's a wild thing. It's called Stomp and Walk by Bobby J. Yeah, by golly. See you in 5 from WJBK, AM and FM, Detroit, Michigan, a service of the Stora Broadcasting Company. Eastern Standard Time, 5:30.
This is Alan Thayer reporting on the award-winning Radio 15 Newsline, presented by International Frankenmuth, the Mellow Dry Beer and Ale. That's the news, portions recorded, brought to you by the Mellow Dry Beer and Ale, International Frankenmuth. Try it. You'll like the better taste of the beer brewed Mellow Dry. Next time, have a Frankie. WJBK covers the globe with worldwide correspondence on the award-winning Radio 15 Newsline.
USA. They're the Beach Boys.
Yeah, everybody's gone serving USA. Yeah, everybody's gone serving.
Incidentally, thank you very kindly. I solved that dilemma today. The Sounds of the Exciters' first record was a thing called Tell Me.
We're at the service. On JBK.
22 minutes before 6 is WJBK time at 67 degrees. Tell him. Boy, that takes the strain off me. I've been trying to think about it all afternoon, as you probably know. 67 degrees the temperature in Detroit right now. We promised we'd flip that over, and we're going to do that right now. I'll give a listen to the other side, which is equally popular. Number three in Detroit, here are the Sounds of the Beach Boys once again. It's called Shut Down.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. You turn it off, shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down.
Little shutdown action there. The Sounds of the Beach Boys for you on WJBK. 20 minutes before 6, hour number 6, Dave Milan on hand, and we give a listen to the sounds of the rain drops. What a guy! A good guy. And that is called What a Guy.
WJBK in Detroit.
Oh, but the good guys, like Robert E. with you.
WJBK, the one spot, the fun spot for Robert E. Lee.
Sound on Detroit Radio, WJBK's Robert E. Lee, the rebel with a cause. Some sort of thing. Some people call him the fool, you know. Number two on JBK.
Together, we told his baby goodbye.
This is his call. His baby goodbye, swinger. And that's number two on WJBK Radio, came just that close to being number one this week. How about
here's the WJBK Sport News Report.
Well, three neurosurgeons say that former featherweight champion Davey Moore probably received critical brain injuries when his head struck the lower ring strand, not from the blow itself. The neurosurgeons viewed films of the Moore-Sugar Ramos title fight at Los Angeles last Thursday night. All three doctors agree that Moore probably suffered the brain damage when his head hit the ring rope on a knockdown in the 10th round. Moore, in a coma since Thursday night, remains in critical condition. He appears to have rallied slightly after his condition worsened last night. A mid-morning hospital bulletin from Los Angeles says that Moore appears to have rallied slightly and has stabilized again. Well, in baseball at Sarasota this afternoon, the Tigers went down to defeat to the Chicago White Sox by a score of 6-5. The White Sox had 6 runs, 10 hits, and 2 errors. Tigers had 5 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. There was a home run in the game by Chicago's Ron Hansen. Hank Aguirre started the game for the Tigers. Bob Anderson came in the 6th, and Bob Dustal came in the 7th. And Mickey Lolich came in the 9th for the Tigers. Again, the final score of the Chicago White Sox, 6, the Detroit Tigers, 5. Our six-hour session has come to a close for this March date, March 24th, 1963. Good thing, too, eh? Lasted much longer. Hey, don't forget the home of the good guys, WJBK Radio, all week long. Tomorrow morning, Mark Avery, M-A-V-A-M, Quack Reed.